If you are following in your Bible, I'm going to read from the prophecy of Isaiah in the 13th chapter. I'll read from the 6th verse until the end of verse 10. So we know that Isaiah has been prophesying judgment on the house of Israel. He's now prophesying judgment against Babylon. And he writes, "Wail, wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore all hands will be limp, every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine." Amen. So, here we have a message of doom and judgment for a coming empire. And we know it's aimed at the nation of Babylon. Not Assyria, Babylon. Babylon's star was going to rise again. Now either this text is being wonderfully poetic, and it might be, or Isaiah is not just seeing the conquering of Babylon by Cyrus the Mede. He's actually seeing a further future judgment still to come. So we know that in Isaiah's future, Babylon, the old empire, would rise again. It's already been and gone. It will come back. We call it the Neo-Babylonian Empire. But that empire would fall. And Daniel understands the another nation will rise up, the Medes and the Persians, and will conquer Babylon. They too will fall in their time and so forth. And Isaiah has been given a glimpse of this very thorough judgment of God upon Babylon. And Babylon did indeed fall to Cyrus the Great. And yet there are parts of this prophecy which have echoes elsewhere in the Bible, including words spoken by the Lord Jesus, when he's quite possibly talking about the end of the world as we know it, not just the Babylonian Empire. For example, in verse 10, "The stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light." Now, they were not blotted out when physical Babylon was conquered, so it could be poetic. Or is Isaiah actually looking even further into the future? Now, we know that Babylon as an empire fell. And yet in the book of Revelation, it talks about Babylon. The spirit of Babylon. Babylon the Great. And there is a sense in which Babylon survived the fall of the physical kingdom. There is, I think, a spiritual Babylon. Babylon, of course, think of the Tower of Babel. Confusion, idolatry, blasphemy. Everything, every religious idea which sets itself up against the God of heaven. All of them, one might say, are the spirit of Babylon. And we know that the physical empire of Babylon fell, but the spirit behind that kingdom, the ethos, the religious idolatry, so pervasive, lived on. Now, John in Revelation beheld the day when Babylon would be judged in all its finality. And my own interpretation of this passage from the 13th of Isaiah, because he talks about the stars not giving their light, the sun being darkened and not going forth, I suspect Isaiah is beholding the final judgment, in which the spirit of all false religion, all blasphemy, all idolatry will be dealt with. And yet look how he describes it in the first section. Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It is a dreadful day. People's hearts will be melting. Their hands will be limp. They are afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them. A pain as a woman in childbirth. Again, that is a picture the Lord Jesus uses of the end times. Their faces will be like flames, or their faces flames. The day of the Lord is cruel, wrath, fierce anger. This is something of which these people ought to be afraid. And in one respect, it's something that everybody ought to be afraid of. We ought to be afraid of this day, and yet we're not. Because we know that the righteous anger of God, the wrath of God, for all our sin, our iniquity, our idolatry, was poured out upon Christ when he hung upon that cross. The Bible, you know, the psalmist talks about, he shelters my soul. And the day of wrath is coming. It hasn't come yet. It is on its way. It is coming. And everyone who trusts in him will be sheltered from wrath. The scariest thing, the thing of which we, a human being, ought to be most afraid, is not the devil. The devil's afraid of it too. It's the righteous anger of a holy God. And Isaiah saw it. And Babylon will be judged, but so too all those people who've shared in her idolatry and drunk from her cup. But we can read this, and although in one respect it still causes us to shudder, we know that there is no wrath left for us. It has all been spent. Every sin paid for. What of those we've not yet committed? They too have been paid for. And I dare say in our prayer time tonight, we'll be praying that God would convert people whose names we share, that they might be spared from what Isaiah saw in chapter 13, as we are going to be spared. It's not irrelevant, because we're not subject to the wrath of God. If anything, it reminds us of how amazing is the grace of God, that though he be angry with wickedness, yet he is willing to save and redeem the sinner. Amen.